latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Wednesday's Manchester City headlines, and Brazil star Gabriel Jesus is expected to arrive this weekend, and he'll have his fitness checked by Manchester City's medical staff almost immediately. The 19-year-old striker was handed a tailored programme after visiting Manchester at the beginning of December. The citizens were impressed by his overall condition, but the teenager has not kicked a kicked a ball in anger since helping Palmeiras land their first league title since 1994 last month. Jesus has since been named Brazil's Footballer of the Year, and he's tipped to be the country's next Neymar, having cost City £28 million to acquire his services during the last summer. The teenager reportedly turned down both Barcelona and Manchester United to link up with Pep Guardiola at the Etihad Stadium, and it's understood he's told the City boss he wants to start playing straight away, and he's hoping to get the nod to feature at home to Burnley on January the 2nd. Further reports may be complicating that, suggest that he won't arrive at City until January the 2nd, so that could be unlikely. It would be just 24 hours after his official registration as a City player, and another reason why they quickly want to see what type of shape he arrives in. Meanwhile, other transfer talk doing the rounds, and City again have been linked with a move for Borussia Dortmund's Julian Weigl. He signed a new deal at the Bundesliga club last week to pretty much end that talk. Barcelona are also keeping a close eye on the 21-year-old German international midfielder Weigl. Elsewhere, it's claimed that Steven Nzonzi is a target for Manchester City in the January transfer window. The former Stoke City midfielder is having a fine campaign with Sevilla, and it's also thought that Chelsea are interested in Nzonzi. It's also been reported that Joe Hart will be a target for Chelsea in the summer if they lose Thibaut Courtois, who could be a target for Real Madrid. A lot of ifs and buts on that one. I don't see City selling Joe Hart to a Premier League title rival, although it does look as though his future at City remains bleak.